Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is the one and only JIAK Manager 13. We are mobile right now. It's been a while since I've done an episode mobile. We are mobile right now. I am heading somewhere. We're going on a trip. I'm heading somewhere. I can't tell y'all where I'm heading. But I hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend, wonderful time, you know, barbecues and all that bullshit, whatever you want to celebrate. You know, if you don't celebrate it, you know, you really know what the 4th of July ain't really shit to celebrate, but you know, a lot of red, white, and blues out here, you feel me? A lot of red, white, and blues and everything like that, all the bitches in the bikinis, flags on their pussy lips, oh man, let me tell you. It's motherfucking hot as shit. Fucking, I figure I head out early because it's hot as shit, hot as monkey balls. You know how I be in the middle of the day. I forgot to put my fucking signal on. But you know how I be in the daytime and shit. But listen, shout out to my boy Juan. My man Juan's having a motherfucking baby. Shout out to my boy Juan. Hey, on shout out to Scotty. Shout out to Scotty boy. From the chat, not from Germany, because he ain't in Germany. I forget the numbers in his name, but shout out to Scotty. Well, shout out to Scott. One of the nicest dudes I ever met. So chill. Very soft-spoken. My man is, he's funny as fuck. He's funny without even trying. Like, the shit that he says is just hilarious. He's a funny ass dude. I wish I would have met him sooner in life. So I could be like, yeah, you know, I've known him for this amount of time, but you know, feels like I've known him forever. But you know, Scotty's a real motherfucker. Shout out to Scotty. And also shout out to Joseph. Joseph is always sharing cane stuff, you know, not that I'm complaining about it, but he's always sharing, like, the cane shit. He shared to me one time, this shirt, and this shirt was coming from, like, fucking India. I think it was India, UK, or some shit. This shit was so expensive, I was like, nah, bro, like, that shit's overseas, I ain't paying for that shit. And then, I bought a shirt from 28 Studios. I think it was 28 Studios. It was WWF Breakdown. Undertaker's on it, Kane, and Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was their triple threat match. On Instagram, the fucking shirt looks good. I love it. But, the quality, I don't know, man. That shit look like a JPEG image just stretched out. Like, I ain't really fucking with the quality like that. Like, Stone Cold, you can barely see his face. Undertaker, you can barely see his face. His shit just looks weird. Like, it looks blurry. Like, it looks like a JPEG image. You guys know what a JPEG is? When you stretch that motherfucker out, when you stretch it out, it looks weird. It's just blurry. I really bought it because my guy Kane is on there, and I do remember, you know, that triple threat match was pretty, I loved it, but yeah, what the fuck, as far as my language, but yeah, the triple threat match with Kane's on the cover, Kane's on the front of the shirt, the red pops, no doubt about it. Everything else, not so much. And it was, I don't know. It was either that shirt or the Hell in a Cell shirt. I wasn't trying to drop 80 on that purchase. So I just bought one. I bought the Breakdown. I was like, yeah, let me get a Kane shirt. Let me get that. I ain't trying to really spend much. I haven't, for this past month, last month, I've been doing great. doing great. Credit score going up. You know that. Y'all know why I haven't been spending. Y'all know why. I told y'all why. My court date's coming up. You know? Save your money because your money will save you. You feel me? I had money stashed away. That lawyer money right there. 401k for my old job. Lawyer money. Fees. All of that. Saving. Using that. You know what I mean? I haven't even spent. Yo, for the first time in months. Speaking of spending, I haven't bought a hat in about maybe 4 months. I was going to buy the French Bulldog hat from HatClub.com. I was going to buy that hat. Shout out to HatClub.com. I was going to buy that hat. I didn't check. I checked my email way too late. Usually I check HatClub's email. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I scroll. I do a quick scroll. But on the bottom, it had the hat. And it was a red UV too, man. You know, I love red bottoms. You know, I missed it. I got the pink one. I got the black and pink one, but that red one was something different. I'm like, man, it sold out. I'm like, yo, really? Anybody buying this? But I checked on my purchases. I haven't seen. Like, I was going crazy back at the beginning of the year. Last year, pandemic, quarantine. I couldn't go to Comic-Con. All my Comic-Con money, spent that. My stimulus, the last stimulus check, I still have money left over from that. I still got money left over from that in my savings account. It's dwindling down a little bit, but I still got money left over from that shit. And I don't got to make no payments, no credit card payments. I'm like, damn, I'm all caught up on everything. It's like, yo. When I'm focused, when I know something's about that, and you know, important dates, you got to make sure you get your gas covered. Bills are due. When you purchase new stuff, when you got to make payments on new stuff, rent, everything, all of that. I was like, man, it's go time. All them vacations that I took it all away from this other job. I ain't even gonna talk about that, but no vacation. It's crazy. Now I'm working a Monday through Friday. I'm good. I'm off on the weekends. I'm working Monday through Friday. That's peace. I never, you know, it's been years since I've worked Monday. You feel me? It's been years since I've worked Monday, and you know, my TV show, my favorite TV show. Prison Break really is the reason why I made sure I never worked Mondays and told places I'm unavailable on Mondays. It's because of Prison Break. Not because of Monday Night Raw. Like, I fuck with Monday Night Raw. I watch Monday Night Raw. Like, I wouldn't mind coming home late to watch it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you can find clips on YouTube or torrent it or some shit. But Prison Break, I made sure I was home 8 p.m. for that shit. That was the greatest TV show. And shout out to my boy Mike. I don't know if I told you guys. Yeah, he came. He came down from Virginia. We linked up. We went to the Yankees game. It was official, even though they lost. I had a great time. And like I said in the previous episode, Joseph and Jose invited. We were supposed to go to the Yankees Mets Subway Series game. Joseph was like, "Oh, it's gonna rain, storm, this and that." So the following day was supposed to be the makeup game, but that following day, I was going to Juan's baby shower. It was the Jack and Jill baby shower. James hit me up on a message. He was like, "Yo, what you doing right now?" Yankees game tickets, whatever, is like $20. Makeup. And I was like, oh, I'm doing on this. I mean, I got my boy's baby shower to go to, so that's shit was nice, man. I'm happy for him. You know, I care more about other people's feelings than I do about mine. And I like seeing my people win and happy, you know? I'm like, listen, if I don't make it, you make it. Just, you know, I want you to make it, man. I always want the best for people, and I always see the best in people, you know what I'm saying? I always think about others more than I think about myself. I'm like, man, like, y'all really doing that shit. Y'all really doing the thing. Like, do your thing. Like, you know, be happy. Make sure, you know, you get everything in order. You know, when he got his car, I was proud of him, man. Like, you know, he like a little brother to me. He like a little big brother. He like a little brother. You know what I'm saying? So, stuff like that, you know, stuff like that makes me happy. I want to see people strive. You know, I want to see people make it. I like when I see people change their lives around. And for him, like, you know, I've known him for a long time, and you know, he was in a relationship that, you know, it wasn't, to me, it wasn't a good one. And, you know, some shit just bothered me about that whole thing. You know, now he's with this new girl, shout out to Alicia, and they have a child together. My man went from being a stepfather in one relationship to being a new father. I'm so proud of him. I'm happy. He got his own place now. I'm happy for him, you know? When I first met him, I don't know what year it was. This is when I came back. You know, I left the job, and then I returned. I came back, and I'm like, you know, some of the old people that I've known was there, and then I see this motherfucker. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this muscle head? Like, who the fuck is this motherfucker trying to, like? And he was just so cocky. You just end up clicking, you know. I was the one who took him to his first wrestling event and his first concert. I was able to share that experience with him. SmackDown. It was like a SmackDown house show, and he had a blast, man. I'm glad. This was back when Jinder. No, I think Jinder or AJ was champion. I don't know, but he had a blast. I'm glad he got to experience that. And then again, when we went to the Logic and Jeezy concert. That shit was fun as fuck. I was like, and we share many common interests. It's crazy. We different backgrounds, share common interests, and all that stuff. Found me a partner, Spizzot. You know what I'm saying? So, it's all gravy. We home now. Oh, we at the Casa now. We at the Casa. I had to come pick some shit up. But, you know, listen. Moral of the story. I love people. I love seeing my people win. Oh, shit. Not the new guy. Love my people. Love seeing my people win. And I love all of y'all. I love all of y'all. And I just want to share that with y'all. Thank y'all for purchasing the merch. the other day, I looked at it, I said last week I had 21 sales. Yesterday, I had eight sales. I looked in the email, it showed me the commission. I was like, God, damn, like eight? Well, the same thing? Probably got them in different colors and whatnot, but, or a mass order, I don't know, but thank y'all, appreciate y'all. You know, I do this because I love doing it daily. Shout out to all the past Day 13 giveaway winners. Shout out to everyone who is trying to do their best in life. Do not give up. Don't give up. And, you know, just got to do what you got to do. And shout out to Haley. I was having a conversation with Haley. I was having a conversation before I even started recording. And she's probably wondering, like, oh, what is he doing? Maybe he, you know. I ain't ignoring him. I'm just recording. I can't really be on the phone. I'm recording. But I'm going to skedaddle next week. Next week. Day 13 giveaway. Brand new Day 13 giveaway. Make sure you listen. Do not DM the answers. Do not DM the answers. You got to listen. Be the first one to email or share, repost. There's two ways for you to win, okay? Two ways for you to win. And every Day 13 giveaway is not the same prize. So sometimes, you know, you may see things not in your liking or whatnot. You know, I'll try to expand and try to give, you know, have different varieties and different choices and, you know, accommodate for all types of listeners, ages, genders, and whatnot. So I want to thank y'all for participating. And I hope you guys just live your best life. Remember, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. The hats are available. Black is all sold out. Well, I don't know how the hell. Black is all sold out. I could even get a black one. Like, and it's my product. It's all sold out. I could even get a black one. They got the blue one. I ain't really messing with the blue one. But black is all sold out. If you want the navy blue, you can check out the navy blue up on there. And yeah, next week I'm going to go see, I'm going to go meet Brooke Hogan. I'm going to go meet Brooke Hogan. Wait till I see the shirt that I wear when I go meet her. But anyway, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening. I'm the one and only JR, a.k.a. Minute 013. And I want to thank y'all for tuning in. And just hear me babble about basically nothing on this episode. I mean, I was babbling, but, you know, basically, you know, shit. You know, I told you about the shower. Man, life is crazy. Don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. See you guys next time.
Room 013.